charged up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow.
Welcome back, another edition of The Scenario.
This is the earliest edition of The Scenario since the very beginning days of the program, too.
We used to record earlier before, then we was like, we would miss so much topics. And then during the week.
Then Daryl grew up and had to start doing stuff during the day. And we can't record unless if you go home first.
Right, exactly. So I'd have to stay out from work, be halfway tired, and just stay out in the streets. Like, kind of like how cats used to be when they used to say, I'm going to get some cigarettes from the...
I'll be right back.
I'm going to get some cigarettes. Come back a week later.
Right. He thought he had deserted his family just trying to record a show.
I don't know. That's when the cats would go on tour.
Right.
They'd go on tour. They'd be the background bassist for like Rick James. They went to Stone City. That's probably some cat from the Stone City band that was fucking told his wife, you're going to get cigarettes. And he on stage in motherfucking Detroit.
Next thing you know, you're on the back of a bus in Nebraska with Rick James. Rick ain't riding the bus.
Oh, you know Rick ain't riding. Well, if he is, he's actually riding the limo behind your bus.
Right. Rick needs his own space.
And picking up random women in different cities, too.
It just dawned on me the other day that Black Panther played James Brown, too. You talk about two completely different...
And Thurgood Marshall.
Yes. You talk about two...
And Jackie Robinson. So think about that. All those different lexicons.
Yeah, I mean, he's legitimately become the black actor.
He's run the triple crown.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done an athlete. He's done an entertainer. He's done a civil rights activist. And now he's done a superhero. He's done
a civil rights activist superhero.
Yeah. It's all Thurgood Marshall.
No, T'Challa.
Well, no, I was saying superhero. I was just going to make him just in his own sex. So he did the four. So I guess Denzel's played.
Denzel never did a superhero.
The Equalizer. I haven't seen the second one yet. Have you seen the first one?
Yeah,
he's a fucking superhero.
Yeah, that's true. He's like Jack Reacher.
He's
like a black Jack Reacher.
Like a black one. What's homeboy from the Taken movies?
Oh, Liam Neeson. Yeah. I don't know if I ever knew his character's name.
Never knew. I've never seen a Taken movie.
Really?
Never seen one.
You should.
I know. I've never seen
it. It's good. The first one's good. Like, the third time, it's almost like he's a negligent parent, though. Like, how people...
You let this happen three times.
Like, how are you in international security, but people keep getting stolen from you?
Because it was supposed to be...
In the third one, I think he got taken.
Right. That's what I thought it was the third one. I thought it was supposed to be he was supposed to get taken.
Yeah. In the second one, though, his ex-wife got taken.
So when his daughter, then his wife, then him.
Yeah.
That's still a lot of, like, problems you got.
You got a lot of people that want them problems. Come take this chick.
That's true. They'd actually give you the address. She'd go to lunch at 12:30. She'd like to go to Strives. You can catch her.
Strives? At Strives. Somebody just stole out of Strives.
You can check her out in the sushi aisle at all 12:35. Matter of fact, I'm going to call her to make sure she go to lunch then. Because I'm going to say I got to talk to her about something.
Yeah. Tell her we got something important to go over. And as soon as she come out, you steal her. And I'm going to beat her. And I'm gonna act real surprised.
I was coming to see her.
I feel like this type of shit gets people in trouble in real life, too.
No, and how many people there's probably millions of you that have done this.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
They've done this. This is that plan. No, we're acting funny.
Can you get insurance fraud for a person getting stolen?
No.
It's life insurance?
Yeah, no, so no. You get a check.
Oh, no. I don't want
I that. Wonder how many, like, you. When I watch, like, the snaps. And like the Fatal Attractions and all those shows where someone kills their spouse, I always wonder how many other ones that they got away with it and we just don't know.
So every time that I get reminded by my girl pretty regularly that if something happens to her, I'm going to be the prime suspect.
Yeah, like,
they're going to come look at me first.
You know how much you got? You got damn near have five alibis, pictures of you in somewhere else, and your cell phone number could not even be in this vicinity now just because of. Everything. They gonna automatically, the lover's automatically number one.
See, that's bullshit. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing to that woman. But still, no.
There's many people in the
And black that. People don't have that kind of luck either. Black people don't have the kind of luck to being taken. It just don't work that way.
That nigga just did.
That nigga did it. That nigga did it. You ain't never seen him argue or nothing in his life. I don't know, man.
I got a bad feeling about him. He'd be like, damn. How you got a bad feeling about him? Off the strength. Like, come on now. So let's go and jump into my mailbag, man. Cats was saying we ain't shit, though, for the last episode.
What we do? How? What? Out of all the things we've done on this show, we ain't shit? Like,
this one is from Dill, D-I-L-L. He says, fellas, y'all had me dying just from the topic alone at the beginning when I saw the downloaded that you all were comparing him to OJ. So I immediately had to listen to this episode to see how he could be OJ Jr.
I mean, it's
but
true.
Isn't OJ himself a junior? How are you a junior to a junior?
You a junior junior.
You a junior.
I know a junior junior. Junior,
exactly. That's the point. He's a junior junior.
Shout out to junior junior Rob here, and he's been on the show.
Yeah. But do you all really think he could have really done this? Is it a possibility that she really got robbed on her own? I think, like Daryl said, there's probably 1% possibility he didn't have nothing to do with this. And if he didn't, he just told some cats, hey, y'all want to know how to y'all can get some good bread?
See, no. Hell no. See, I feel like both of y'all is in league with him now. Hell no. Think about this. Like, think about how
easily... No, but think about how somebody be shiesty like that, like... Hey, y'all, you at a party somewhere in them cats? Come on, man, we need to get a lick. I know somewhere y'all can get paid at. Even though you may not, he don't even care about the jury for real. He just wants y'all to just the robber.
See, that's the, see, y'all is out of y'all mind. As quickly as she turned that story around, once this hit the press, she went against everything that her girl was saying and everything. Like, it's all good. It ain't no problems. We gonna be all right. He didn't really beat that dog into a coma. Like, come on.
Well, I need you to beat OJ Jr.
He's, I mean, until further notice.
He's OJ Jr.
Yeah, until further notice.
OJ Jr. Next up, this one comes from Quill. Love what you all are dissecting and talking about on the show. Had to email when you all said LaShawn McCoy was the new OJ. Is it possible that the new OJ could be a higher level tech kind of savvy guy? Just wondering what you all thought about that, considering OJ was in the early 90s and we're now sitting in almost 2020.
Like, what are we talking about here? Like, corporate espionage?
I mean, yeah, I'm thinking that he's thinking like some Silk Road shit. You know, like Silk Road. Remember, you can get a hitman through Silk Road.
Oh, you mean like if OJ was on Backpages?
Right,
like,
no, yeah.
OJ Jr. was on
Backpages. OJ Jr. We talking about OJ Jr. If he's like the next level of OJ, where he could be on the back, like you said, on the back page or on the dark web getting a hitman.
Oh, man. You could, but I don't... LaShawn doesn't strike me as the type of cat that's really going around too many avenues when he got cats sitting out here. Like, that statement alone about he hasn't had direct contact with these people, I'm like, oh, this nigga did it. That's a big... And you know what? I went, you know, with me and my journalistic background, I dug into the crates to speak to some of my friends who have been associated with the National Football League themselves, mm-hmm. and they was like, oh man, you can almost smell that the money changed the direction of this story.
That's shit. When she was talking about what she said, then he was like, hey man, I mean, can you just go and drop these charges? I'll go, you can keep the house, and here go 150.
I mean, to me, it sounded like her girl went on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. And like got to yapping and doing, did the right thing. Like, she out here holding it down for a girl, exposing the situation for what it is. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. Her girl probably like, hold up, you finna mess up the situation I got.
He made a call before this.
I'm sitting up in this house. No, I don't think he made the call before that. I just think she was sitting up in that house and yeah, the situation went bad, but she wasn't trying to really lose all that now either. You know what I mean?
But the thing with the leak, the phone call leaked though too, that's what fucked up the game even more too.
Yeah, though. True.
When she was just diming it all out, like, that was my boyfriend, I think. He was standing outside earlier, like, god damn. Someone, he was out here, like, no, right there, that window. That fool was out there, he's like, our neighbors got him on camera.
Right.
He was out there like, no, the third window, like pointing it to him like something like
it looked like the JFK tape.
Oh shit. Yeah, that third window right there. That's the one that's gonna be open, man. It's always open. That's how I used to get in sometime when I was drunk.
How you sitting in there with the blueprints to the house?
with the big old thing out there, like no.
Like they standing out front in the truck like the cable people showed up.
In a white van.
With LaShawn pulled up right behind it and then got in.
In a Bentley. Yeah. In a Bentley truck.
Like, exactly. Like, come on, man. You gotta be a little smarter than this. Like,
come on, LaShawn.
I don't know. I need a lot more evidence to tell me that this cat at least didn't have some type of knowledge of this situation, because it just reeks.
Don't look good.
It just reeks. Oh, this cat knew and this cat did it. Well, he didn't do it, but he know who did it.
This one is from Jai Harris. She says, love you all guys' show. You all give me a great perspective of men that is fun and balanced and not a lot of bullshit and mingering around on different topics. Just fun ways and perspectives of looking at a lot of different things. Wanted to give you all love, perspective from a female that listens to you all show and bounces around with you all. But this LaShawn McCoy thing. Number one, as a woman. No, she's got it.
Okay, I got scared. That when I hear that number one, historically.
That's how you know, like even just glancing when I saw like the numbers, I was like, oh, this is a woman, though. Jai, I was like, okay, this is a woman. Because a woman is going to be very detailed like this and have let you know her bullet points of what she feels.
Nobody gives you more details about what you're doing in life, right or wrong, than a black woman.
You goddamn right.
And I got to appreciate it.
All right. First up, she says, number one, if you notice and if you look at everything going on in the situation, she seemed to be a woman that was very high on the hog, sitting up under LaShawn McCoy, taking a lot of BS from him over a long period of time. I wonder if this would be a wake-up call to some women about how that money and glitz isn't always gold, to see what potentially could happen in certain different situations. Number two, LaShawn McCoy is known to be a kind of a dude that is out there doing reckless things. If Daryl and you talked about how you all heard about him having a fight weeks ago. I know it wasn't weeks ago, but
yeah,
we understand. Weeks ago, outside a club. Also, if you all remember, go even farther back, there was a story about him having another issue with domestic violence with another girlfriend. Number four, wasn't he also the one talking about that he didn't need to do anything for black people and not protesting? Love to see what you all thought about those different points. A female that listens to you all show intently.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the track record is definitely there. That's why I say that I need to see more to believe that there's not that LaShawn didn't have something to do with this. Because, I mean, you know, it isn't like, to me, if you recall back to the Adrian Peterson situation when, you know, it was kind of like, I always felt like he caught a bad rap for that.
And it was the wrong time, too. It was right after the fucking, what you call it, too? Ray Rice.
Yeah, exactly.
After Ray Rice. It was just, that's not the time.
So, I mean, the thing about it is, I felt like he caught a bad rap, but I don't think, I think that what's happening right here in this particular situation isn't, I think that there's more smoke here to go with the fire, if you will.
And I'm surprised that the NFL has been pretty swift on stuff.
Well, I mean,
I think
I don't think anything's going to happen. By now, that nothing has come up. Nothing's going to happen. I think that it kind of was a blowover.
So, wow, he's going to be playing on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to be straight. But, I mean, about them, I think you're right. I mean, I think you definitely recalled some things. It kind of leaves a trail of concern. And, you know, really, to me, is what speaks to the issues about why I think that there's got to be more to this than what's being presented.
Yeah, I mean, number one with yours, when you're talking about women at wake-up call, no, never.
No, I don't think so. Nope.
No, never. And that's whatever situation. That's just like your homeboy end of the block getting locked up for dope. I mean, you don't stop selling dope necessarily. You're like, that's him. I'm going to get this money.
Right. Yeah, block just opened up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Actually, your territory just opened up on the low. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, as long as people is tricking dough and trying to do everything to make sure that they got... I mean, money and women always going to always be interchangeable mixing. I don't think it's ever going to change.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be different.
Yeah. I mean, dudes gonna do what it takes to get money to attract women, and there's going to be women that will always be attracted to money, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's just the world. That's just the world and how it is.
Good segue to men with money. Shout out to my, college gonna
man, we got a lot of stuff to hit in the NBA. Yeah.
It's gonna be a nice
hit that because I want to talk about Kevin Garnett too.
Yeah. Oh, you have to explain this, Kevin Garnett.
I will.
Yeah. So shout out to my man Monte Morris, point guard from my alma mater, Iowa State University, also a Denver Nuggets two-way player. Mm-hmm. He's the 13th man basically on the roster. He plays when you need him on either side, and I think he's also on like the Abilene, Texas Dreamcatchers or some shit. I don't know what the name of the team is.
The Abilene, Texas Dreamcatchers.
Road Runners. It was something like that, man. But he's dating Amber Rose, allegedly. They saying. I mean,
was it his turn?
I don't know. They said he's slitting DMs.
Oh.
I read the TMZ article. I mean, now, you know, it's TMZ. So, I mean, you know. Sometimes they're great, just as good as CNN. Sometimes they TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not confused about it. I don't understand it. But then like, I'm like proud at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's like weird. Because it's like Monte's a dope point guard. And I think he's going to be good over time in the NBA as long as he gets this opportunity. He's just not going to be, he's just not the prototypical point guard that you have now, though.
Well,
he's
only 6'1", 6'2". Apparently, he's calling some plays that's working because right. he got Amber Rose yeah. on his side.
I mean, but he's the old school style point guard. He ain't going to turn the ball over, but he's not super flashy, and he's going to get you assists and things like that. Your point guard now is 6'4", and needs to be able to go inside, outside, too, except for Steph Curry.
Sounds like he's doing that as well.
You're right. He's making some great decisions. I don't know. It's like, is he coming up, or is she, like, just like, I don't know what to think about that.
I don't know.
I'm proud of him, man. I just want to say I'm proud of him. Man.
What was Amber Rose doing before this?
21 Savage.
Well, she's coming up.
Yeah. 21. Monte Ford's a regular dude. He went to a Catholic school. He's from Flint, Michigan, though. He's a Flintstone, but he don't have a Flint tattoo, though.
That, Monte, I mean, that picture of 21 Savage with Young Thug and Jay-Z on the Wave Runner when they put all the memes together.
Yeah, but they had like the fucking
we're putting that up on the scenario feed. Yeah. Man, cause that's one of the funniest things.
You know, it was like the very like the James Bond, like the evil mastermind criminals and shit.
Yes, the cat looks like he's holding a city for ransom. Like any city that 21 Savage goes to, he looks like he's trying to rob it and or juice everything out of it that you possibly could get. He is a very questionable looking brother. No, but Kevin Garnett, man. So, like, the news came out about TMZ had just reported that after 14 years of being married, mm-hmm. Kevin Garnett's wife filed for divorce citing irreconcilable differences.
She bad, too.
So, she is bad. I didn't know you had that.
I remember when he got married. She's
so
bad.
So, Brandy Padilla is her name.
He's been married for 14. He's been with her longer than that, though.
Well, yeah, he's been with her longer than that.
Yeah, I was like, he's been with her since he damn near been in the league, though.
Yeah. He jumped down early. I'm telling you what, man. Out of all the cities I've been to, Minnesota has some fine pickings.
Yeah, you own a Lolo, too. Yes. You wouldn't even know.
It is one of those places. It's one of those places, like we was talking about before, about how you got to have the places you go to and you don't tell your people you go.
Minneapolis,
St. Paul is that 100%. City. There's talent up yes. there. Like, yes. Like, legit. But no, so like...
Denver, too.
And not only is she dipping out... She wants custody of both kids
okay.
and spousal support.
I can see that.
But she's still going to get half.
She said she wants half and spousal support.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Woo.
Fair or foul.
I don't think she's going to get that, though. She'll get half, and that'll be you won't get spousal support on top of getting half.
Listen, man, at this
point. Because, I mean, Juanita got half, and she don't get spousal support.
Questions, though. The reason why I bring this up is to say...
And I look at Juanita as the...
She's the number two... She's the number three seed in basketball wives and girlfriends all time.
To get money?
Juanita.
I would say she's number one.
Nope. She's number three for me.
Is it what Steven Spielberg... Where he's one of them...
No. Just NBA.
Oh, it's NBA. Oh, you talking looks-wise?
No. I'm talking about playing the game-wise. So, she's number three. Number three is Juanita Jordan.
Okay.
Number two... is Vanessa Bryant, because Vanessa held Kobe by his feet over that.
Juanita got $500 million. Then.
Doesn't matter. She stayed. Not only did she get to stay with her hand on all the money that's coming in after the fact, mm-hmm. with Kobe, mm-hmm. who's about to double up on his bread now.
Right, because he's got all kind of.
She things. Also got that fresh new ring and got him to apologize.
And they had another kid.
So if she did have to hit the escape button at any point in time, she's got more assets. Vanessa Bryant played the game to a T.
I think
Vanessa got in the game in the first place on a humbug because Kobe had messed with her when she was 17.
And her pops threatened him, right?
And her pops said, hey, you're going to go ahead and make this right, ain't you, young man?
It's still better than this.
Vanessa's number two all time is Cookie Johnson.
These not beating Juanita to me. These are Juanita's way better than all of them.
I can't. No, she.
Juanita.
She escaped AIDS, man.
She's number two. She stayed with Magic
after he popped up with HIV back when HIV was like
people thought you kissed
was like kissing Donald Trump in the mouth and. And not only did she stick with him through him buying a Major League Baseball team, now the man got a basketball team, too.
And he owned all of Inner City LA.
She's number one. But Juanita showed up to the book. Used to mess with Reggie Theus first, number one. Mm-hmm. Then was messing with Jordan, got pregnant, showed up with the papers that she pregnant on the court.
Oh.
You ain't never heard this story?
No, I don't know if
Brought the papers that I'm pregnant with the sonogram to the court.
Oh, God.
Jordan ended up having to marry her after that. He ended up getting them aborted. But then Jordan ended up marrying her right after that. Then Jordan ended up having like two or three of love childs, allegedly.
Yeah,
Mike. On her too. And she still stuck in the paint and was like, I'm going to stick it out.
Mike's got him out of here.
She was like, I'm going to do my time like you do in the military. I do my 20 years. I'm going to do my 20 years and I get full pension.
I don't know.
It's like in the military, in the army, where it's like, if you do 20, 25 years, you get full pension.
I mean, who's lived more life than Michael Jordan?
Derek G.
I don't think Derek Jeter's lived more life than Michael Jordan. From all accounts from people that I know that have hung out with Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is that man.
I say Michael Jordan, there's nobody like Michael Jordan. No.
Michael Jordan got those great 80s years where you really didn't have to worry
exactly.
about nothing.
Exactly.
Jeter really had them tabloid years on his ass.
Michael Jordan was scoring.
That was kind of fouling his ass.
Michael Jordan was scoring 50 at the Meadowlands and then going out to Atlantic City until 3 o'clock in the morning.
And putting 50 grand on the table.
Michael Jordan. That night. Michael Jordan's so famous that he can still dress like it's 1993 and nobody really gets too worked up
with
about
them it. Long ass pants on and fucking one earring, mm-hmm. the one hoop earring.
He looked like he's wearing pajamas full time.
He does.
Like he have.
I think it's part of his stick now. He's like, nigga, I ain't.
Like he having a lock
money.
In all
this
the
how
time.
I keep money. Yeah. I keep money by keeping my same outfits.
Yeah.
And he got a young one.
Yep.
Because his wife is shit I age, I believe, ain't she?
Probably. Would make sense.
Yeah, Michael Jordan's wife is like our age, man. So, yeah, so I guess if we could, you know, segue into Jordan's buddy, the great Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
Charles. Out here taking chips off the table with nobody. I guess he didn't think that they didn't have 55 cameras at the casino
Well, explain the situation.
So, basically, I think he's playing blackjack, right? Or crap, something. He's playing some game in Connecticut, I believe. And he was taking chips off the table before the roll or whatever was happening. Like sliding them off. Or adding chips. Like, oh shit, it looked like real good for a brother.
He was out here doing that Lando Calrissian Solo.
And he fucking got caught. And my thing is, he did it a few times, so he must have been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because they caught him a couple of times doing it. So he must have been real comfortable.
He had that bootleg sleeve, that little shoot up his sleeve where he dropping them new chips down. Like somebody you know that be hustling them cards.
So he had to have had that. And so he's facing maybe 1 to 5 years.
Wow.
That's a less federal offense.
Wow.
I'm sure he'll get out of it because he got good lawyers.
Yeah.
He got Jordan as his boy, man. Jordan will make sure he's...
Mike needs him on the streets too much to have Charles.
Yeah, that'd be like when Weebay went to jail for the Barksdale family. They weren't never the same with their number one enforcer. They shouldn't have let that happen. Mm-hmm. Weebay shouldn't have took all them bodies for them. Because you needed Weebay on the streets. Avon wouldn't have got taken down and Weebay was on the streets.
No, wouldn't have happened.
No, it wouldn't have happened. Same thing with Jordan. Cass would start measuring up Jordan out when he out of Oak in the bank. Cass would be like, oh, Jordan? Oh, Oak ain't around? Okay.
Yeah, that's...
They'll start testing Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, and then that's what you got to do. I mean, you got to surround yourself with your Charles Oakleys, and that's why he can't afford to not have Charles Oakley on the street.
Right.
Even at this point in time.
Yeah, he's got to make sure that his man is out there. All right, next up, Hulk Hogan, man. He's back. WWE's let him back in.
Yeah, man. So after three years ago, the video dropped, or the recording dropped or whatever, Hulk Hogan saying, nigga, on tape, which lit up the wires.
Brooke Hogan was taking that dick.
Yeah?
Because that's what it was. People was upset that he was taking that black dick, as he says.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke Hogan looked like she would like niggas too, though.
Oh, absolutely.
She has that look.
There's a look.
There's a certain look. You'd be like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Hulk probably known it for a long time too.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of frustration that came out in that. That was a lot of black dudes that had been over your crib to be over there to visit your house.
Yep.
Even before he got divorced from his wife, she'd been doing that since high school.
Yeah, I mean, that's her action. That's how she gets down. And Hulk,
yeah. Hulk been through a lot, man. He's been through a lot with his son. Is his son out of jail yet?
I don't know. But Hulk Hogan also got that smooth $30 million out of that Gawker situation, too. Like, Hulk Hogan, in the last few years, Hulk Hogan done started making pornos. He done got $33 million and shut down a website. Like, Hulk Hogan has had quite the year, quite the run on the low. But here's the thing. WWE, after that thing dropped, suspended him.
Mm-hmm.
From basically threw him out. Threw him out the Hall of Fame. Fired him because he was still on their payroll at that time. This was 3 years ago.
He still could pop in on different stuff. And he'd pop in for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, he was the host of WrestleMania and all of that. But then they got rid of him. But then today, well, yesterday, I guess, or this week, whatever, they announced that Hulk Hogan's suspension had been lifted and he's now a part of the WWE Hall of Fame again, which means, for all intents and purposes, I think it's only a matter of time before Hogan shows back up on TV at some point.
I'm a real American movie place.
Especially with WWE signing this, what is, you know, alleged to be $1 billion deal with Fox to move SmackDown on Fox.
And it's going to be on Fridays, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be on Friday
USA's,
nights on Fox.
USA is going to keep
Raw.
Raw.
Yeah. Yeah,
because at first wasn't they trying to get Raw 2 or something?
No, they knew that was going to be too expensive.
USA was like, we're gonna have to kill somebody. Y'all try to take this from us because they've been banking all their other shows around Raw for like 20 years.
Well, Raw's their drawing card. I mean, Raw's the longest.
But they'll put all their other shows advertisement around that, like because that's where the shows to get you to watch the other shit.
Yeah, because that's where all the odds are at for USA practically, you know. So I mean, you know, but yeah. So now Hulk Hogan's back. But the thing I bring up about this and saying he's back is that, is there an expiration date for something like that, for somebody really getting exposed to you know, be willing to use that type of language and reference and whatnot? I mean, how do you smooth that over? I mean, WWE has buried a lot of bodies.
Oh. I mean, literally.
A lot of pot. Well,
literally.
Yes. Yes.
Literally.
Literally, too. Yes. Yeah. But, like, they've overcome some things in their time. But, I mean, like, how do we feel about that, though? Because I know a lot of people that are like, yo, this is, like, akin to the NFL doing what they do. And I know there's a lot of people that are on the fence about it.
I mean, they let Pete Rose back in the MLB.
Well, true. True.
I'm just saying. Shoeless Joe ain't back. Even though baseball is more dicks about it.
I think we all know that cheating and doing something with money is always better received than racism is always easily dealt with.
Which is interesting. It's kind of fucked up. I'd rather have you just been gambling and shit than calling people nigga on the low.
Absolutely. Absolutely. On the hierarchy of...
And I'm not mad at Shoeless Joe. I seem like, from what I've all read about Shoeless Joe, he seemed like he's a guy I want to hang with.
Shoeless Joe got a bad rap because Shoeless Joe didn't do anything.
That's
wrong.
What I'm saying. They said he was a dude that rolled with everybody like, yo, like, we all in it. Fuck it. I ain't snitching. I ain't doing nothing.
I'm just going to play.
Yeah, look. I ain't snitching on nobody, and I rolling with who that's who I came with to the prom.
Shoeless Joe
was
also
who I came with.
Shoeless Joe Jackson, for those that don't know, was part of the Black Sox scandal back in 1919 where they were banned from the World Series.
And
basically,
also, if you've seen Field of Dreams, they're in Field of Dreams.
For taking money to influence the outcome of the World Series. Yeah, so they threw the World Series, and there's a movie called Eight Men Out
that came out
in 1992.
Now, question with this, because they had 8-game series then. How the fuck did that work with an 8-game series back in the day?
It was a 9-game series.
Well, no, they had 8-game series too, though. Like, what the fuck would that mean? Like, how do you fucking do an 8-game series? They were saying, like, I was just reading some old shit, and they were talking about 1900s. It was 8-game series.
There was weird rules back then. But
so, like, is it who scored the most runs? We both 4-4? Like,
I'm sorry.
Or it never got that far. Somebody was like, man, look, we ain't doing... We say it's an 8-game series, but y'all won 4.
No, they would play some shit. But traditionally, though, it was 9-game series, though, back then. But yeah. So, I mean, anyway, though, but getting back to the thing with Hulk Hogan, I mean, you know, where do we stand on that? I mean, is it like a... Is that like a type of thing where we look at it and we say, yo, WWE, like, that's not good. That's not cool. Or is it like, hey, man, you know, people make mistakes, you let it go.
If they bring back the Nation of Domination, I'll be okay. If they do that, I will come back. If you tell me, just text me, if they ever even have any inclination of Nation of Domination, I will be back.
I don't even think they let that many black people stand together at one time.
They was tripping off that picture when they had all the black people with all the belts. Damn near, you see, they broke that shit up real quick.
Yeah, that's
when everybody. The New Day,
Sasha Banks,
and homeboy, they had the lightweight title.
Yeah.
They all had to take their picture together with Black Excellence. Yeah. Somebody dropped the belt, I think, the next night.
Well, the dude that had the belt back then, I forget his name. He ended up getting fired, though.
Not
Ahmed Johnson.
He had the belt, though, didn't he?
No.
Ahmed Johnson never got the heavyweight belt?
No, hell no. That was 1995. Like, this stuff happened last year.
Because I was thinking Nation Domination.
No. But the dude that did it ended up beating up his chick or something and got fired. So it's like...
Oh, the dude that was in that picture with them?
Yeah.
Damn. And they had an easy way to stop out in the excellence.
Right. But anyway, man. So yeah, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, the Nation Domination comes back, I'll be out with the Hulk. But I'm a kid from the 80s, man. I'm a real American, still does it, has a whole place in my heart, man. I have a complicated thing with it, too.
I have a complicated relationship with Hulk Hogan.
I know, but it's the same time as my childhood. It's like you're fighting your history, but your progressiveness at the same time.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I don't know if there's an easy...
You know what I'm saying? Like, he took us all through our formative years, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he was in everything. He was in the Rocky movies. They had him in... What was the movie where we got introduced to Zeus?
No Holds Bar.
I mean, we had Hulk Hogan, man.
Yeah, we had him. I don't know if we can have him back, though, brother.
No, we can't have him back, man. And we don't say brother too much. He got to stay seeing brother, too, though.
I mean, when he became Hollywood Hogan, and he was...
But that's when Cass really... That's when the hood embraced him,
when,
then, though.
When Hulk Hogan was on TV, and he said, you know what, brother? When I'm in the Cali Oak Projects, brother, they call me Big Wood. I was like, huh?
Right, the hood embraced him then, though. Yeah. When he made that heel turn, black people, I think, got even more love in him, though.
Yeah, that's true.
When the NWO, didn't black people probably like wrestling the most during the NWO time? I feel like that.
I think wrestling is at its most popular, period.
And then NWO, then you had Attitude Era going on with WWE.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you talk about people watching wrestling, they always fall back to that. Oh, man, I loved when The Rock was on there and Undertaker and then Goldberg and NWO. Like, that's what people go to. So, I don't know. We'll see how they play this out. But, man, they really need to be real careful about this, especially just after the Papa John's thing just happened. Oh, and we see how that worked out.
We didn't mean to update it. Did you see the tapes? He went on Louisville radio.
No.
Did you hear about this?
I missed that.
He says that, okay, so... There's some things that are going on in the background here. When it's saying, he says that they wanted me to use the word N-word, and they used it a lot themselves. So I'm like, was this a black consultant company? And they were like, hey, my nigga, can you bring me that my coffee or something around? I'm just wondering why he said that, or he's just using it as an excuse.
Yeah,
I'm going with option two, but it'd be great if they were in meetings.
You think he's trying to bury the bodies? You think he's trying to?
Yeah, he said that they wanted me to say the N-word, but I didn't want to.
So now he's the victim.
Right. And he said he fired the NFL. They didn't fire him. And he also said, I fired a consultant company. They didn't fire
him. Okay, that's enough. Now this is...
I told you.
Now this is
getting ridiculous.
This is absolutely a
dude. But wouldn't it be great if it was like a black consultant company and they were like, hey, my nigga, this is what you need to do, though. You can't say it, though. But listen here, my nigga. What you need to do is go on this motherfucking tour, though, my nigga.
Who do they got? Wu-Tang Financial in there talking about?
I don't know, that's why he was saying that they like to use the word or something, though. And I was like, the fuck is... What,
man, I think he might be talking about just in general they. He might be calling us them. What do you mean, those people?
Oh, he said the blacks. He said the blacks.
Yeah.
That's another thing he said, the blacks.
Oh, my God.
he said they wanted me to call the blacks nigger. The N-word. No, he said they wanted me to call the blacks N-word.
Yeah, okay.
The blacks. When you said the blacks, though, man. Like
the blacks. Yeah. What are you talking about? You got some wood tips over there? That's the only time I'm accepting you say anybody saying the blacks.
That's what I'm saying, the blacks.
You better have some wood tips, or you better have something that's got a plastic filter on it if you're going to talk to me about some blacks.
The blacks. You know, the blacks. They want me to call them. Okay, buddy. And my thing is, he kept on saying we, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if you listen to it, I was listening to it on YouTube or whatever. Because somebody had put up the tape of it, and he kept on saying us and we. I was like, I thought you got fired, though, early, like this weekend or some shit, right? Didn't he get fired?
It's probably a complicated thing. He owned a lot of that business. It's probably not completely done yet, but he's...
I thought he got fired. Okay. like it's like somebody like, yeah, man, when you, somebody like Mike Matheny talking about we,
You know what I'm saying? There ain't no weed for him, though. Yeah, no,
but it's like him, but I'm saying, no. Yeah. They released a press release saying you ain't part of it. They taking him off the website. They did everything. I'm trying to figure out who's weed.
Listen, man, Papa John's better do a lot more than just take him off some websites. They better have...
They got to change their logo, don't they?
They better...
Because he's on the logo.
They better rename it after somebody. It better be Papa Jamal's by the time we get done with this. They better stop selling pizza. I mean, okay. They better dedicate themselves to making chicken and waffles for the next 3 years to get over this.
And waffle pizza.
Papa Jamal's chicken and waffles.
Papa Jamal's.
Papa Jamal's chicken and waffles dipped in Hennessy, and it comes with a wet wipe that's a prayer rag.
And a prayer rag.
Maybe then I will accept Papa Jamal's again.
Papa Jamal's, man, like, and the pizza was just okay, man. It wasn't.
It was good enough for.
It was good enough for when I was in college.
Yes, it was good enough.
$6.99, $7.99 coupon we had for a large pizza.
Yes, I put it this way: there was plenty of 50% off promotions. The Cardinals play 162 games. Usually, used to win about 90 of them back in the day, right, like 3 years ago.
Right,
and it used to be 50% off every time they won, and I probably used that 3 to 4 times, maybe.
And think about that was 50% too.
Yeah, at the most.
All right, next up, Kylie Jenner is supposed to be.
Hold on, we're gonna hit Josh Rosen first.
He's gonna do that last.
Oh, okay.
Kylie Jenner is supposed to be the youngest self-made billionaire, quote unquote, quotes around self-made.
Yeah, let's discuss. Let me ask you this first of all: is there anything in your life that you feel like you're self-made in, or something that you had a majority hand in making happen for yourself?
No, because I feel like I'm stepping on somebody else's shoulders with everything I do.
Uh-huh.
Like somebody put me on with anything, everything I've done. And I mean, I don't think that no one's self-made.
Yeah.
Period. Like this. So the idea of self-made, I don't think it's applicable for anyone. Period. Because somebody's got to give you opportunity.
Agreed.
So I think the idea of self-made and itself, even before we even get into the house, she already had money.
I mean,
an exposure.
Let's go through history here. Let's go through time for a second and look at the history of things being self-made. Or even let's just look at people in a contemporary sense who we consider to be quote-unquote self-made successes. Mm-hmm. Sean Combs, perhaps.
I can see that.
Who created a business and went about, you know, getting to work and making
it. Even though he did have his daddy's drug money.
Okay, yeah, so there's that. So I mean, you know, you have that, but you know, he did have to take the seed money and make the business happen, you know. Percy Miller.
Oh, Percy Miller's a good one. He's a real good one.
Master P got some money from his grandma dying or something like that and flipped it and turned it into this. Let me think, who else? I think Barack Obama's a self, if by this definition, is a self-made success.
Yeah, oh yeah. You gotta think, he came from a single family. Mom died early. I think he saw his dad like 3 or 4 times in his life or some shit like that.
Something crazy like that.
And then was raised by a family in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the only way you could say, I mean, it's kind of hard because...
Vito Corleone is a self-made success.
Oh, 100%.
Now...
Nino Brown.
Self-made success.
Self-made success. These are fictional people, but these are the things when you think about self-made, those are what I really about. Because, I mean, do you think he's self-made if he went to Harvard? It's like, because you're going to Harvard in itself, if you can get in there, you're going to have step up on the game.
Exactly.
If you can get there.
Exactly.
So it's kind of hard. I mean, well, you're self-made to an extent.
Yeah, well, you can... There's some hustle to get to that extent.
Jeff Bezos came from nothing.
Exactly. You gotta sometimes you gotta have a plan, and executing that plan might be making a stop at a place like Harvard or Stanford or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I mean that to me still can qualify as somebody being a self-made man or something like that to the extent. But I agree with you to the extent that nobody is successful on their own accord solely. Like, it's impossible. Somebody always has contributed something to your success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you've gotten on a boat and sailed across the Atlantic on a boat that you created to get to America and then figured out a way of how to get over it yourself.
And if you're black, you stopped you helped out with civil rights. You also sat at the tables and got your ass whooped. You got lynched. Mm-hmm. You went through all those different things to make sure you had the opportunity to be able to sit at the table.
Yes.
To even have the opportunity to be called self-made.
Exactly.
Then
Yeah. But so getting back
to our shoulders, ancestors, we stand on our shoulders, the shoulders of our ancestors all day.
Getting to the point of Kylie Jenner here, though, you know, the first thing I thought about when they said Kylie Jenner was self-made, I immediately, speaking of fictional characters, I said, boy, she's self-made just like Bruce Wayne is. She's about as self-made as Batman.
Like, Batman's more self-made.
He might, yeah, Batman's done more work to get to what he
Batman
became.
Don't even really like you even though he got money. He's one of them motherfuckers that they probably asked for money in the Justice League, and he'd be like, no.
But here's the... But here's
like, yo, you just built, like, this whole...
You just built a spaceship.
No, but I don't have no money, though.
But here's the thing, though.
My money's all tied up.
That means Batman's a Republican.
Yeah, no, 100% he's a Republican.
But,
You didn't think... You didn't know that?
No, absolutely he is. But, But my thing about that is, though, is that I look at Kylie Jenner, and I say, there's no way you're self-made with that type of seed money. That type of opportunity, that type of access that creates. It's just not true. So while I know she didn't say it herself, I am like blown away at the notion that she is. She's the youngest of like all of them. So like she's built, she stood on the shoulders of all of that other stuff that they had.
She stood in the steps of Kim getting fucked by Ray J. Like she's living off of that. She's standing on the shoulders of Kim sucking dick.
I would argue that Ray J. I would argue that Ray J's dick has created more success in America than anybody else's since John Kennedy's dad.
That's wow. That's a good one. That's a good one. That, yeah, you gotta think Ray J's fucked with a lot of chicks.
Just that family alone, yeah. And what's branched off of that family.
Yeah. Oh, you saying just that alone?
Yes, just that family.
You ain't even counting.
I'm not counting anybody else. Shit. I'm not counting anybody else.
Because I was watching the Unsung of 702. I forgot he's the fuck with one of the chicks from 702. For like 5-6 years.
Most people probably forgot about 702, too. Too. True. So, I mean, there's that.
We're
as
only
well.
Talking to a small demographic when yes. I say that. Or maybe we are talking our demographic. We're
talking our demographic, but.
But there's some listeners that'd be like, 702? You mean, what do you mean by New Orleans?
Like, what time is it?
Right. Yeah, what time is it? It's around 702. I mean, I can't get with that. But it's, you know what, it's, I'm not surprised either, though, man. It's what it is. That's the nature of the world we live in right now. People are infatuated with that family, man. I don't know what they're going to have for them to fall off.
Now, I'm not here to hate on her and, like, say no. That, like, absolutely.
And I don't,
like,
know her I don't know her business acumen. I don't know what she does. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she's out here doing something, you know. I mean, Kendall is out here doing the modeling thing and all of that. But it's not about what they've got. What they've done is exploit the system and have been great promoters. I mean, hey, there's no knocking that. You got to do that. And that's a huge part of success is being able to successfully promote yourself. But at the end of the day... To call that self-made is wrong. When you've got that type of access, that type of exposure, that type of seed money, it's almost ridiculous for you to not be as successful as she had the ability to be. Now, she might have maxed it out, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, to be $900 million in the green. Maybe the self-made man in this whole thing is Travis Scott.
The one that saw it, she's like, this music thing ain't gonna pop that much.
Yeah, there's no way I'm ever gonna be Jay-Z. But I tell you what.
But I can get her pregnant.
The family succubus over there sure will have me. I've got everything it requires to make it. I'm black, I'm popular enough, and I make music.
There we go. Boom. And long as I just don't stay over your house too much before I won't get caught up.
As long as I don't try to holler at Courtney, who don't mess with black dudes, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just that family, man. I don't think we'll ever see a family like that again of women.
It certainly is something to behold.
Yeah, like I can't see. I'm trying to figure out like a scenario where they could fall off.
I don't know. The change I mean, I couldn't foresee this 20 years ago, so I could. I don't
been,
know.
They've been rocking out the most that like that long. You got to think the Ray J tape is 05.
Yeah.
We're talking about 14 years now, almost.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. I'm talking about, like, 6 years before that, I couldn't have seen that coming. Coming. Like, I couldn't have... There's a lot of things I couldn't foresee coming, because if it could, I'd be much richer.
Yeah, because you'd be able to predict some shit.
Yeah, I would have been able to create social media, in other words, you know. But, I mean, I didn't do that, so here we are making this show. But, still, in 20 years, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But that ain't self-made. There's a lot of self-made successes. There's a lot of self-made successes that aren't just black, you know. But, I mean... That's not it. That's not one. Sorry. Doesn't count. But shout out to Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
For having the foresight.
He was able to look outside himself and figure out, man, that this is the route I need to maybe take is that.
He had that book from Back to the Future 2 or 3.
Oh, shit, with the almanac?
Yeah. Travis Scott had the almanac.
It was like, hold on. She coming up, though, huh? But she got, like, her own lip cream, lip balm, all kind of shit, man.
All that stuff to be in your bathroom that you have no clue about what it does.
She got invested in it, man. Like, she's our, like, spokesperson.
I've never been more confused than being in a bathroom that you're sharing with a female. Ever. Somebody out here getting a lot of money from stuff that I don't know about. So, hey, that is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, who would ever thought that we'd be here in this situation? All right, last up, man, this Josh Rosen thing, man.
Revolutionary things are happening. Well, revolutionary ideas are happening.
And he's just rich enough to maybe get people to listen. That's the thing, though, because he's already got money. He's playing with house money now. He's not a dude that... And a part of the reason that... So basically, just to give the report, you can go on to that. Josh Rosen has proposed...
Rosen, who is...
And like a four or five other analysts or something.
But Josh Rosen is a household name. We got to introduce him. Yeah. So Josh Rosen, who was... the ninth pick in the NFL draft this past spring. From UCLA. Quarterback there. You know, shout out to his swag even. He got picked number ninth and he said there were 8 mistakes made in front of him. So, you know, I mean, you know, he's been on a mission since day one, you know, but he's going to play for the Arizona Cardinals. And he had the idea. Yeah, I mean, he had the idea of, because he'll definitely get to play because Sam Bradford is in front of him. So that means he's absolutely going to play sooner than later, much sooner.
He better get ready soon, very soon.
So he had the idea of how to step into the constant battle that's going on about how to get college athletes paid.
So basically, he had to perform. He came up with this model with like 6 or 7 of the economists or some shit like that, and came up with a whole long proposal. But basically, the whole gist of it is that the players can basically college players will have be able to get paid for their likeness, all those different things, but it'll be put into a managed escrow account. For each player or each team or each school, each conference, whatever way you want it. NCAA would not be over. There'd be a whole other governing body that would run that money. And you would be able to get that money if you graduated with a degree.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great incentive, I think, to get people to get money back for the time that they've invested and, you know, being able to encourage people to get education. I believe that incentivizing education is a great idea in any capacity that you can do it in, so...
Only thing is that why can't I get paid now?
I don't know, man. I mean, could you take a payday loan against this money?
See, there you go. Can I take a loan on it? You probably can't. I guarantee you, there's people out there that are probably look. You probably can look at somebody's escrow account and look and see. Okay, well, you got $150,000 coming in here. I'll loan you $100,000, and you give me $125,000 when you get it.
See, and the question about that comes, though, it says, does that violate the amateurism rules as they stand, being able to receive payment on
it? There you go. But that's a whole different thing right there.
But the amateurism rules are a joke in and of themselves, considering how many people are getting paid off of what these kids are doing anyway.
And my question is, with that, why don't we just do the Olympic style, where you have somebody sponsor you?
I mean, it all goes back to what the rules of amateurism are.
No. But you could run track for... UCLA and say I don't want a scholarship and I can run for UCLA and Adidas may pay for your school and pay for your stuff.
You sure about that?
Yeah, that happens all the time. That's what the Olympic standard is. You're just not getting a scholarship from the school. You're paying your own way.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm not. But I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, people always think that the trick bag can be in, but the trick bag is always in, already in. Like. If a booster from Texas is gonna give me a $50,000 handshake, it's gonna happen regardless. Ain't nothing you're gonna be able to do to stop it.
Right.
You might as well put the money over the table.
Putting the money over the table would be the reasonable thing to do. So that's exactly why it's not gonna happen.
It's because it sounds like the thing you should do.
Yeah, I mean that would make all the sense as far as. But when you put money on top of the table, people can count the dollars. You can't count the dollars when people are keeping it under the table the entire time, and that's the biggest issue for them.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm interested to see if it probably won't because they whole thing.
No, I don't foresee that. The NCAA is going to, The NCAA is going to have a rough couple of years here anyway, coming up soon.
You think so?
Oh my God, that stuff with those all those sanctions from last year isn't done yet. The stuff that happened with Louisville and all that stuff. It's just starting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just starting. So I mean, you know, we're gonna see how it goes, but it's gonna be an interesting time coming up soon as far as what is defined as being an amateur or what's not. And I think that the biggest challenge that you got again with it is Title IX. As long as you're not violating Title IX, because that is
yeah, Title IX is real.
The big sticking point. So,
and also, Big 12 is talking about kicking out Baylor.
No, it couldn't happen to a better school.
I know, but look, yo, but just really, and then I was like, man, my first thought at first. I know we're going deep dive a little bit in sports. But some people like when we go deep dive into sports a little bit, and we got 10 more minutes that we need to. Grab up real quick for y'all.
Oh, I got plenty of stuff.
Okay, but I mean, I was thinking about like, yo, somebody just did get killed on y'all squad like 15 years ago. Then y'all had all these rapes. Like, yeah, y'all kind of wilding out up there at Baylor. You got Brian Dennehy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying y'all had a murder, mm-hmm. two players murder.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, yeah, and your coach covered it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we may have a little bit of a problem.
College sports, college lifestyle, all that stuff is off the rails, what's happening right now. Like, it's just completely nuts what's going on here.
But yeah, what else you got, though, man?
I mean, what do you want to talk about?
I mean, we could talk about, what do you think about all this stuff going on with Angela Rye?
Explain it.
So... I get a text message from the great brother Vernon Mitchell. He said, "Hey man, why is Angela Rye crying on CNN trying to make all these brothers cape up for her?" that's what I'm talking about, because she was crying and she was upset about the situation with Trump, which is warranted that she felt. But he said, if you go look at her mentions, cats is caping up trying to get up in them DMs like, "Yo, you need a claw."
Don't she holler at Common?
No, they broke up.
Oh, they broke. So she just out here?
She is out here.
Oh. What they break up for? They both pretty black. Is it because he shaved?
I don't know. I mean,
Common shaved.
I mean, the street, the gossip blogs and all that shit said, shout out to my cousin, DeVita, who would send me, she keeps me abreast of stuff like that. But she told me that people said that Common said she talked too goddamn much. That's allegedly, it may not be true at all, but that just seems funny as fuck to me, regardless. It just feels like a great fucking narrative for some reason.
I mean, I got a lot of love for Angela Rye, like what she goes about, you know, goes out here, yeah, and tries to accomplish and stuff like that. I mean, here's the thing. Twitter, Instagram.
Cats, you know, taking how, a shot, though.
You know how I feel about how cats go about handling their business on there. You know what? Something I want to talk about, mm-hmm. before we get out of here that's just really kind of confused me in the last week. Can we discuss this Drake dance?
I don't understand it.
I don't either. But...
Like, I don't understand it.
Like, what is going on here? Why are people...
This kid Shiggy is the one that came up with it.
Okay, but why are grown men... on tape,
doing
little dances where you got to make a little heart signal with your hands. Like, people are hopping out of cars on Instagram, yeah, falling in the streets, like looking crazy as hell. But I don't get it, like where it came from. And here's the other thing: how do you feel about Drake breaking the record for most tracks on the charts at one time?
It's a cheat code. Streams is not.
It shouldn't count if it's not. If it's not. If it's up to the individual person when they want to play it. Like, streaming numbers shouldn't count for chart numbers because it's, yep, not the same thing.
And then also, you got to remember, he's got a deal with Apple. They can pump up the numbers. There's no general governing body that it looks over this. Spotify can report over numbers, whatever numbers they want. Pandora can report whatever numbers they want for streaming. So can Apple. So can any of the streaming services. Tidal as well. Mm-hmm. They can report whatever. So we could just send, oh yeah, Drake streamed 20 million times this week. Like, who's tracking it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as much as you want to say anything about Billboard or I forgot what it is. Is it RIAA, I believe?
Yeah.
Whoever it was that was tracking. They had at least were a governing body, and that was their job, just to track, mm-hmm. and get the sales.
Yeah.
Everyone's just reporting whatever the fuck they feel like. Like... Yeah, man. And you think Apple could be like, let's see your computer data. With, all right, cool, boom. Apple's a fucking technological company. You think they ain't fucking got it set up where they can show whatever numbers?
I just think that the fact that say that you have 25 songs in the top 100 at one time isn't fair. That's not. That's
and,
not
it's,
real.
And it's illogical because it's like there's no way that somebody's listening to 25 songs more than being. You know what? I take that back. Because we used to listen to some songs repeatedly a lot too, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, so like back in the day, if you would have been tracking off what people were doing on a CD, you know, imagine. But it's like tracking CD spins to me. If you count streams in that same way, and that ain't right. That ain't the same thing at all.
I think that if you shouldn't like multiple stream, like if you stream it once, it should be like once a week you can stream it and it counts. I mean, like you can't stream it when ultimately, I mean. Unlimited, whenever, however you feel like, but I'm talking about, like, the numbers for your chart numbers would say that X amount of people streamed it. Then that makes more sense because they streamed it one time at least. Mm-hmm. They may have streamed it 30 more, but that's just one person streamed it 30 times. They fucking wanted to listen to it 30 times.
It's like tracking an IP address, so just knowing exactly where your streams are coming from.
Like, they can track
it. Because if that's the case, you can just put your stuff on repeat.
There you go. You can have a fucking book a fucking house full of computers just streaming your shit 24/7.
Exactly. And then it makes you be the most streamed artist of all time for whatever that's worth, you know. But anyway, man, back to this dance, man. I don't know. I mean, I guess this is like the new Flash Mob or something like that. Yes, I don't know if I understand it. And I understand that this could be put on the list of things where I'm increasingly becoming old as hell.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I could be getting to get off my lawn stage in my life here, too. And that's cool. I'm all good with that. I'm very happy with being like, all right, I don't understand this, so it ain't cool. But at the same time, I don't know. Something about his whole thing don't seem right to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's Drake, though, man. I mean, I'm surprised Drake is damn near Teflon. He's been able to survive this Pusha T onslaught, and it's not affected his career.
Yeah.
That's when you know somebody's Teflon, then. He went through the situation with Meek where they put him out there for ghostwriting. Didn't matter. Pusha T just annihilated his whole life. On the track, which in the past has meant the end of your career, as Ja Rule, as Jay-Z was tilting for a minute after Jay-Z and Nas were. Nas was tilting after Takeover. Then Jay-Z was tilting a little bit after Ether. Fucking Ask Cannabis. Mm-hmm. Ask Ice-T when LL Cool J went after him. I mean, if the list goes on and on with people, Cool Moe Dee, like when he got ripped up by LL Cool J. LL Cool J has a long list of people that he's put in the grave, for the record.
Drake has found a way to become the Roach of hip hop.
He's the new age LL Cool J because LL Cool J was like that. Remember when LL Cool J? Yeah, somebody will come up, you'd be like, oh shit, LL got somebody. LL will come up, find a way to fucking stay relevant and come out of it. Mm-hmm. I mean. Kool Moe Dee did a whole song that in a video, not even just a video, but his cover of his album dissing LL Cool J with his Jeep running over the Kango hat. And the whole song called How You Like Me Now. Like,
times are different.
Dude, Eazy-E wasn't the same after Dre Day.
The Dre Day only makes Eazy payday.
Look, it don't matter. Look, we loved Real Motherfucking G's. But if it weren't for Bone, Eazy-E would have been up out of here, though. He finally
got up out of here anyway.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, Eazy-E's career was not going to be the same if he'd have been alive, if he didn't have Bone.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. He survived that from Bone, man. Dude, Ice Cube survived Common. That bitching you is woo wee.
Man, before we get out of here, you got any shout outs to give this week to anybody? Anybody went over and above this week to be a phenomenal human being in your eyes?
Monte Morris.
Yes, Monte Morris. Shout out to your come
Monte
up.
Monte Morris. The St. Louis Cardinals finally firing Mike Matheny.
Yes.
I really appreciate y'all for doing that. Let's just do a real coaching hire search. Really go out there and get a good manager.
Okay.
I thought he was way too unseasoned. I just think that we should have had not saying he couldn't have been hired, but more of a concerted effort to look at all our options before we make that decision.
True.
Especially, he was winning really a lot with LaRusso's boys. He kind of set up for a run, I feel like.
Yeah, he's kind of winning with Mosaic's players too, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it was set up for him.
Yeah, to it was a great situation to come into to inherit a World Series.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an ideal play. Same thing for Aaron Boone this year, who's got a great and Alex Cora in Boston. You know, a lot of guys have had pretty good gigs. I want to give shout out to Kawhi Leonard for causing all of this hoopla around where he gonna play, and he still hasn't said a word to anybody.
Not one. He's got other people talking for him.
Right.
His camp, quote unquote camp.
Right.
Like, he has a camp. I didn't know he had friends.
Exactly. Like, we didn't know anything about this dude.
If we did a game of name Kawhi's voice, would you be able to get it? No. If we did like a game for $1 million.
You know what? I would say whatever sounded most like it. It would probably be whatever the sound was.
I would just go to one that was a silent.
What if he talked like Mike Tyson? But he doesn't. But what if he did? He just talks like he's not interested in anything.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like. Other shout out to like the world for embracing the World Cup.
Well, World Cup was amazing.
We got a lot to talk about. We still going to get back to that.
We're going to get Dub back on.
Yeah, we did a true soccer aficionado for that.
Mbappe is the LeBron James of soccer. 19 years old.
Man. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
he's out there doing cat. Did you see any of the highlights?
Yeah. I mean,
did you see him?
Yeah, he's
like,
crazy. I've seen him before the World Cup.
Oh yeah, but I mean, he's just fucking ridiculous.
But I mean, shout out to France for completely not looking like France at all
and looking like the Georgetown of World Cup.
Yes, France looked like an HBCU out there.
Hey, but did I do the joke last week? My boy said they look like the school that has diversity issues, but then they try to change it up by having with all the sports teams have all the black people.
That sounds like
make it look like they're diverse.
That sounds like exactly what the slogan for France should be. You're having diversity issues, but here's what we got to offer you.
Yeah, man. It was like messed up because it's like, man, I was rooting for France, but the Croatia was like a squad that was like some scrappy squad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hated them lose, but then you couldn't cheer against the black people. Like, you just couldn't wrap yourself around that.
No.
That many black dudes too.
Yeah. No. It definitely was a dope look to see it out there and to see that many guys getting their shine and stuff like that. So, man, shout out to the world for making that, you know, be the as dope of an event as it was.
And shout out to those people that probably ain't gonna live. That went out there trying to protest.
Oh,
they're in the middle of the soccer game.
Oh,
yeah, you don't fuck around like that.
Yeah,
that's saying we not gonna see them no more.
No,
if y'all know what I mean, watch the Real Sports episode that came out where people was just getting locked up for even questioning steroids. They was getting locked up and killed in Russia by Putin.
Yeah, God bless them, man. Because at the same time, it's like you don't want them to go over to Russia messing around.
Yeah, like that's not the. I mean, you could do it in any other one. Only other place maybe is China. You can't fuck around. And I don't think they'll have a World Cup in China no time soon.
No, I don't think that's happening.
But shout out to America too, man. 2026 World Cup here.
Mm-hmm.
And all the knockout stages will be in the U.S.
Yeah.
So it'll be a North America group stage, but the knockout rounds will be just in the U.S.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm definitely going to try to make my way to something like that.
Is there any way we can get in here?
To St. Louis?
Yeah.
Well, they already picked the cities.
No, they have not picked. They only picked four of them for just preliminary. They haven't got all the cities yet.
No, I would probably always bet against
anything. I know.
Anything progressive coming to St. Louis.
And it's so messed up, man. Because that should be crazy here.
Yeah, it'd be nuts.
But yeah, thank y'all for listening. Email us, straightolc@gmail.com. Keep us locked in. Peace.